The temperature on the bank sign down the block reads 5 degrees, but to Jamie Doran, the weather is perfect. So he fires up the tool of his trade.
Just like any other type of sculpture, you just get rid of what you don't need.
Doran is an artist from Abrams. He works in wood, stone, and ice. This day, he's using one of his specially modified chainsaws to carve a large throne out of a pile of 300-pound ice blocks.
Well, I'm different than a lot of people. I use mostly chainsaw, and I would say about 90% chainsaw. But a lot of people start out with just regular ice chisels and then finish off with some chisels, similar to what you would use for wood. But I pretty much do everything with a chainsaw. I just gotten efficient enough with the tips and everything that I don't have to go to a chisel usually.
Doran travels the country and the world doing ice sculptures. Most recently, he was at the Snowflake Festival in Wisconsin Dells. He says he prefers to use a chainsaw because he's too impatient. Sometimes the impatience and the technique pay off.
I actually, one year, it was 107 degrees in the summer, and I got paid to go to Iowa City, Iowa, and carve ice. And I had to carve really fast.
That won't be an issue at this weekend's Winterfest on Broadway in Green Bay. The centerpiece of the festival will be about 20 ice sculptures, 11 of them done by advanced carvers, the rest by amateurs, competing for cash prizes. One of the festival's organizers is Brenda Gloyd with On Broadway Incorporated. That's a nonprofit with a mission of promoting the street, which was once considered Green Bay's Skid Row. It's now bustling with coffee shops, boutiques, and cafes. Lloyd says this is the 5th annual Winterfest, and this year it'll actually feel like winter.
So we've had every kind of weather, from bitter cold to extremely warm and rain on the day of the event. And, you know, it all plays into how long the sculptures can last. But this year, it's ideal weather, and it's going to be perfect.
Lloyd says 5,000 to 6,000 people will come to the festival. Jamie Doran is happy to offer an antidote to cabin fever. As an artist, he appreciates the way ice responds to the cycle of thaw and freeze and the way the figures slowly distort. He says he's gotten over the temporal nature of working with ice and doesn't get sad anymore to see his hard work end up as just another puddle on the sidewalk.
Everything has its life, you know, expectancy, and ice, depending on the weather, could be long, could be short. But, yeah, at first when I did carve it, it was kind of like, oh, I'm never going to carve ice because, hey, you carve it and and it's gone. But as a sculptor, the things you learn from carving ice and snow and your not your normal media really does carry over into your other media as far as ways of getting detail, structure. You really learn a lot.
Temperatures this weekend in Green Bay are forecast between 25 and 30 degrees. With a long-term forecast, Doran thinks the assorted sculptures will last several weeks. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.